Day. We are going back to back. If you notice, I'm not in my studio right now. I'm in a hotel down in San Diego. And because I'm hosting Secret Knot, the number one networking conference in the entire world that you can't go to unless you're invited. And guess who has the invite? This guy right here. And it sells out every year for the last 18 years. It's been absolutely phenomenal. Got to interview some phenomenal people. Grammy Award winner, Chuck Ebert, yesterday. It was phenomenal. And I got to interview and rap and go to dinner with Master G. I got to perform Rapper's Delight with Master G on stage. I didn't know all the lyrics. I didn't do that great, but I tell you, it was a childhood dream of mine. I was peeing my pants because he was the foundation of what hip hop is today. And if you're a hip hop head like I am, and I tell you, it was absolute, like it was magic yesterday. We go through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. If this is your first episode, what I want you to do is go to the playlist on YouTube. It's called Wisdom and the Vibe. I sorted them. I haven't figured out how to do it on Spotify. And if you have, drop a comment in there. But make sure you comment too, throw up a prayer request, whatever it is. We go through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom that'll be applicable in today in your business, in your life, in your relationships, your leadership, your culture, your systems. And the coolest thing was a lot of my friends said, man, I never read the word. The reason why, because that kind of intimidated me. I don't want to be all religious and everything. I don't want to be a Bible beater. It ain't about beating a Bible. What it's about is this wisdom is amazing. When I first started to read the word about 30 years ago and doing this corresponding proverb, corresponding day, and then the word started to read me. And every day God gives me a question or he gives me a thought and I filter the word through that. And then as I go through, it's amazing because the words, even though they're exactly the same on the first of every single month, they read different because my circumstances are different, my story is different. It's kind of like when you hear a song when you're 10 years old and you hear it later. It's kind of like some of those R. Kelly songs that did not age well. Am I correct on that? Because you heard it different because you're in a different place. The song wasn't different. And what God is saying is that my wisdom that I have given you is enough. My word is enough. I was very fortunate because my parents, whenever I'd ask them a question, they would say to me, I don't know, but I know someone who does. And then they would direct my eyes to the Lord. And I would say, well, how can I spend time with him? I can't see him. And they would be like, check the word. That's his word. The more and more time that you go into the word, then you put on the glasses of the Holy Spirit. What starts to happen is the word starts to come alive and you read it, then it starts to read you. And then when it starts to get into your heart, overflow in your heart, what starts to happen is start to overflow out your mouth. You start speaking life to people. And guess what happens? It's amazing things that happen when you speak life to people around you. The corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, which is Proverbs 21. Today, it's March 21st, 2024. The question that God asked me this morning, he said, I want you to ask me. I want you to ask me, why should I be grateful? That's kind of a crazy thing. And when I wrote this out, I said, why should I be grateful? And then he said, you need to get more specific. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he said, why should I be grateful? And then I put the question marks, and then he put down there, to God. Put a name on it. Put my name on it. Then that way I'll respond. If you don't put a name on someone, they won't respond. You walk into a grocery store, you yell out, hey, 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 hey. Maybe people turn around, maybe they don't. But if you say, hey, Judy Smith, and Judy Smith will turn around. You put a name to it, you be specific. You do that when you speak life, and you do that when you seek wisdom. I guarantee you'll find what you're looking for. So why should I be grateful to God? Why should I be grateful to God? I asked this question this morning, and here's what God gave me. When you allow me to write the story, there is no comparison. Verse 1 of Proverbs 21. In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels towards those who please him. Bang, bang, biggity bang. Number 2, he said, check yourself, boy. I think that's because my pops is in heaven right now, hanging with my mom, dancing on streets of gold, and my pops is like, yo, hit him with this, Lord. He said, check yourself, boy. Verse number 2, a person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart. And see, when I ask this question, why should I be grateful to you, God? He answered, the first one was, when you allow me to write your story, there's no comparison. Number two is, he said, check yourself, boy. And number three, I don't want you to sacrifice. I just want you to do the right thing. And this one was crazy because when I read this in verse 3, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. In verse 6, it says, a fortune is made by a lying tongue, that is made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. Verse number 7, the violence of the wicked will drag them away, for they refuse to do what is right. In verse 8, verse 9, verse 17, verse 19, verse 29, he said, I don't want your sacrifice, boy. I just want you to do the right thing. In number 4, he said, I am giving you the blueprint. Why should you be grateful to me? It's because I'm giving you the answers to the test, boy. Here we go. In verse 4, it says, haughty eyes and a proud heart, the unplowed field of the wicked produce sin. I'm telling you what to watch out for. Be careful of your eyes, what you watch, what you see, what you allow in, and then be careful of your heart. Protect your heart, because what comes into your heart only comes in through your eyes and through your ears. That's all. What you see and what you hear, it will get into your heart. Once it gets into your heart, it fills it up, then it overflows out your mouth. And if you fill your eyes with me, you fill your eyes with me, what will happen? And you start to see me, you start to hear me. That wisdom will overflow in your heart and you'll start speaking life to every person around you. Number 5 is, I will reward right work. Why should I be grateful to you, God? Because I will reward right work. In verse number 5, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste comes to poverty. In verse number 25 through 27, he reiterates that. Number 6, the comment that he said to me is, I am consistent with my word. Verse number 10, the wicked crave evil, but their neighbors get no mercy from them. In verse number 11, when a mocker is punished, the simple gain wisdom. By paying attention to the wise, they get knowledge. In verse number 12, the righteous one takes note of the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Verse number 16, whoever strays from the path of prudence, thought of the future, comes to rest in the company of the dead. Man, he is consistent with his word. And I watch this. Now, sometimes I want things to happen quicker because I watch someone, they're not doing the right thing. And I'm like, I'm doing the right thing and I can get the reward. And this other person's getting the reward. And he's like, be patient, son. Be patient. And it's amazing because God has never, ever, 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 ever been inconsistent with his word in my life. And I challenge you to ask him if he'll be consistent with his word in yours. In verse 20 also, he hits that. Let me go here. He said, I'm consistent with my word. The next one is, I hear and see you. The desire of every single human on the planet Earth is simply to be heard and to be seen. When you're not heard or seen in a relationship, in business, you don't want to perform. And what God was saying is, why should I be grateful to you, God? He said, because I hear you and I see you. In verse 13 of Proverbs 21, whoever shuts their ear to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. And he was saying, I hear you. I see you. In verse 28, a false witness will perish, but a careful listener will testify successfully. I see, I hear you. Number 8, my rewards are undeniable. I think of Mos Def, the undeniable, because I'm a hip hop head and I absolutely love that song. And I listen to it with my son. And it's like, and right before we go out, he goes out to play flag football. And Lil Maddox, we sing it together, undeniable. And what I tell him is your talent, like your hard work, what you're going to do, you are undeniable on that field. And what God said is my rewards are undeniable. When you practice righteousness, which is just right work, and you give love, it will equal prosperity and honor. That's what he said in verse 21. The next one is, you don't want this smoke. That's what he said. I said, why should I be grateful for you, God? And he said, you don't want this smoke. You don't want me to show you why you shouldn't. You don't want this smoke. In verse number 22, one who is wise can go up against the city of a mighty and pull down the stronghold in which they trust. In verse number 24, it says, the proud and arrogant person, mocker is his name. He behaves with insolent fury. You don't want this smoke. That's what God is saying. He's saying, no matter what stronghold a person has, I could bring it down by my love and by my righteousness. You don't want this smoke. He then said to me, I speak life. I speak life. I speak it very specific and I lift you up with it. Number 23, those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. I speak life. Why should you be grateful to me? Why should I be grateful to you, God? And he said, because I speak life. And the last one, I'm a hip hop head, so understand this. And I come from the old school, so get off my lawn, because 90s hip hop and the early stages of hip hop, that's where I feel it. But in verse 30, it says, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can see succeed against the Lord. And what he said was, I ain't no joke. I ain't no joke. Rock him. When he said those lyrics, I ain't no joke. He was just letting people know, don't let the smooth taste fool you. God was saying, well, like when I asked, why should I be grateful to you, God? He said, because I ain't no joke. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. And in verse 31, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory rests with the Lord. I ain't no joke. So when I asked the question, watch this. When I asked the question, why should I be grateful today, God, for you? He said this, when you allow me to write the story, there is no comparison. Check yourself. I don't want your sacrifice. I just simply want you to do the right thing. I've given you the blueprint. I will reward right work. I'm consistent with my word. I hear and I see you. My rewards are undeniable. You don't want any of this smoke. I speak life and I ain't no joke. So the next time you have a challenge with being grateful, come back to this episode. And listen to the things that God is saying to you every single day in the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. 3,000-year-old wisdom. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.